Well, very happy now to welcome A's pitcher Jarrett Parker here to talk about his relationship with Alchemy Water. And, Jarrett, first things first, how's the rehab going? I hear you're playing catch lately.
It's going really well, yeah. I've been playing catch. Today will be the second week doing so. So everything's starting to come together, and you see a little bit of light at the end of the tunnel right now. It's kind of fun.
Now, when you, just to get your reaction, the first time you heard about the trades, the Russell McKinney one for Samardzija, Hamill, of course, your buddy Straley went with that one. That was kind of a stunner. And then the Cespedes for Lester one, what was your initial reaction, Jared?
I think I was surprised, but then not surprised at the same time, because I think things like that aren't very uncommon here, and I think it's something that we all kind of just go with the flow, and it's not something we worry about and try to take care of what we can, and, you know, that's not our specialty. We kind of do the stuff inside the lines and let that kind of stuff take care of itself.
And you think about the rotation from the beginning of last year, which Sonny Gray wasn't in, and then you and Griff are out, Anderson's gone, Straley's gone, Malone is gone. It's kind of scary how the roster can turn over so fast. And I saw on your Twitter that they didn't even have you in the online roster.
That was early on. I think it's more of a an MLB kind of thing where a lot of 60-day DL guys aren't on there. But it's one of those things where you just kind of take it for what it is and move on and, you know, channel it into something you can handle.
Now, Jared, you already had one Tommy John earlier, so you know what this is all about. And I'm sure your heart sank when you heard the news again. But how are you approaching the rehab this time around? Is there something you learned last time, like not to rush it, or maybe another area you can be a little more aggressive?
Yeah, I think it's just all in all knowing kind of what to expect and a little more comfortable with it. I mean, it's not something you want to get comfortable with, but it's something you know, you come out of a major surgery and it's a shock at first, and I think this time it wasn't so much, and you always become more in tune with your body and, you know, how you're treating it and, you know, what you're putting into it to get out of it. So I think that's one thing that is important, and it's always been important.
And that's something that you use Alchemy Water for. Let me just ask you this. You go into like a 7-Eleven or something, there's 500 types of water. What is it about Alchemy that makes it different and better?
It's something that, you know, I feel like I can drink the same amount, if not much more of it, than regular water, and I feel more hydrated. I don't ever feel that, you know, kind of bloated, over water hydrated. It just kind of goes down a lot easier, and I feel much more hydrated and a lot more energy from it.
Rick Tittle with Oakland A's starter Jared Parker. And, you know, we saw Lester. He's going to come over. He's going to be a rental. Hamill's going to be a rental. Samardzija grew up in the Cubs organization, and he got traded. This is something you experienced with the Diamondbacks. Now, you weren't with the big club very long, but still, whenever you're traded out of the organization that drafted you, I guess it's just shocked when you think, gee, this really is a business, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I think it's something we all, you know, we all say it's a business, and we know it's a business. But, you know, when you're traded from the team that drafted you and kind of made you a part of the family, it's something that you kind of have to stomach, swallow, and, you know, go with the flow and, you know, continue to move forward and know it's not that they didn't want you, but it's the other team wanted you just as much.
And I guess when you're at the big club, everybody at that point kind of has a job. It's not like the minors. So when you see Jim Johnson get booed, you try to get his back. When you see, you know, a guy like Samardzija come in, he's really friendly. We know Lester's a little more down-to-earth, all business. We know Hamill had a really rough four starts. What's that like, a pitcher? You come in, do you try to take those guys, not so much under your wing because you're still young yourself, but just make them feel like a part of the family, as difficult as that is?
I think it's something that, you know, it doesn't happen from one player, one guy. You know, I think it's just the culture here, and I think Bob, Melvin, and Billy have done a great job of piecing together personalities and, you know, being able to kind of control them and just let them be, basically. I think that's what's worked for us, is there's not, you know, too much put into certain things, and a lot of guys just, you know, they've been around and they know how to handle it, and they just come in here and it's just baseball.
Now, Jared, when you were in Indiana and the best baseball player in the state, I know that colleges were after you, and being a top 10 pick, obviously you had to sign, but Georgia Tech was the one that you thought that if you had that as your fallback, that would be your school. What was that like in the recruitment process? Can you fully explain the amount of recruiting letters that came in from colleges?
Yeah, I mean, it was an abundance of them, but it was something where, you know, I wanted to just kind of focus on what I was doing at the time. And, you know, I knew the recruiting stuff was going to be busy and it was a fun process, and I kind of took it that way. And I wasn't going to, you know, listen to every coach tell me the same thing. I wanted to, you know, hear exactly what, you know, why they wanted me individually, and, you know, not to give me the kind of car salesman speech, but more or less just, you know, tell me why they want me and me to be a part of their family. And, you know, Georgia Tech did that, and it was something I love the facilities and I love the staff that was there, and it was just a real good fit at the time. And obviously, you know, not knowing what was going to happen my senior year, I was ready to go to school before the senior year and the draft.
A couple more questions for Jared Parker of the Oakland A's. You know, it's funny, Jared, because as a top 10 pick, obviously the team is going to put a lot into you, and it's paid off. You are a big league pitcher now and a very good one. But there are some guys who are get drafted high. Like I remember James Simmons, he went straight to AA. Sonny Gray went straight to AA, but he was a college guy. Mark Appel gets out of high A ball, even with a bloated ERA, and that's because of the money invested in him. Did you ever face any resentment from guys who think, oh, this guy's on the fast track? I mean, I guess there's going to be a little bit of that in all the levels of minor league baseball, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be there, but it's something, you know, I was in A-ball when I was 8-19. I went to high A the next year, so there wasn't a huge fast track. You know, I was in double A in 2009 and then got hurt, so it was kind of, for me, it was a different kind of route to the big leagues, I guess you'd say, but it was something where I never felt that, and I don't think it was something, if even if I did, I brushed it off and never really experienced it or let it bother me, I guess.
Now, I remember talking to the pitching guru, Rick Peterson, former A's pitching coach, and he says that your first contract you sign as a pitcher is going to be on velocity, and the next ones, if you're lucky to sign one, are going to be on pitching. When you first met up with Curt Young, was he a guy that sort of looked at your strengths and wanted you to, you know, like stay with your strengths and get away with the things that maybe were tipping pitches or your mechanics? Or was he a guy that was going to try to teach you whole new pitches? Well, what's he like?
No, I think Kurt's going to – he's going to let you be who you are. He's not – you know, there's a reason guys get to the big leagues and, you know, have excelled in lower levels and get here, and I think that's what Kurt knows, and he's not going to put too much into it and, you know, try to change a lot of stuff. But it's more of, you know, how you're responding to certain things while they're happening, you know, what's your thought process. A lot of the smaller things that a lot of people overlook, you want to – always teach mechanics and pitches, but there's a lot more to slowing the game down, and I think Kurt's great at doing that.
And finally, unfortunately, we see more of you in the commercials than on the field with the injury, but still filming those promotional commercials down there at Muni, was that a lot of fun for you this year?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. You know, it's something that I actually sometimes enjoy watching them just because I'm not out there on the field to not watch them. So it gives me a little bit of keeps me a little sane at times, and makes me think I'm a really good actor, but I'm really not.
All right. Well, listen, we know Hamill and Lester are not going to be around next year, pretty much for sure. You're a big part of this future. So rehab well. We'll definitely look forward to seeing you at New HoHo Camp next spring. And I want to remind everybody, alchemywater.com. Check it out. Jared, thanks for your time, man. And we'll see you at the Coliseum.
Thank you very much, guys.
All right. Appreciate it. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back.